This is Akashvani, the news thread by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chinese President Xi Jinping today reaffirmed that the two countries are development partners and not rivals, and that their differences do not turn into disputes. The two leaders meet on the sidelines of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization summit in Tianjin. Prime Minister Modi underlined the importance of peace and tranquility on the bordered areas for continued development of bilateral relations. Both the leaders expressed commitment to a fair, reasonable, and mutually acceptable resolution of the boundary question, proceeding from the political perspective of their overall bilateral relations and the long-term interest of the people. They recognized the important decisions taken by the two special representatives in their talks earlier this month. They agreed to further support their efforts. The two leaders noted the need to strengthen people-to-people ties through direct flights and visa facilitation, building on the resumption of Kailas Mansarovar Yatra and tourist visa. The Prime Minister noted that India and China both pursue strategic autonomy and their relations should not be seen through a third country lens. Prime Minister also had a meeting with Mr. Chai Chi, member of the Standing Committee of the Politburo of the Communist Party of China. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the nation has to move forward on the path of Atmanirbhar Bharat and goal of a developed India with the mantra of vocal for local. Sharing his thought in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today, Mr. Modi said during the festive season of the country, men should have never forget about Swadeshi. The Prime Minister said the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shrestha Bharat, the unity of the country is very important for the development of the nation, and sports play a big role in it. During the program, the Prime Minister interacted with two players, Rasmita Sahu from Odisha and Mohsin Ali from Srinagar, who participated and won gold medals in the event. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the Oganaz Urban Health Center in Gota area of Ahmedabad today. This center will provide advanced health services to the citizens. He also inaugurated the Vande Mataram Urban Health Center in Chandeloria and planted a sapling under the tree plantation program in Ranip area. Mr. Shah is on a two-day tour of his parliamentary constituency. The National E-Governance Division under the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has achieved the Digital India milestone by enabling pan-India integration of nearly 2,000 e-government services on DigiLocker and e-district platforms. With this achievement, citizens across 36 states and union territories can now seamlessly access certificates, welfare schemes, utility payments, and more citizen-centric service anytime, anywhere, thereby ensuring convenience and transparency in delivery. The government has completely suspended the booking of all categories of mail, including letters, documents, and gift items valued up to $100 destined for the USA. In a statement, the Department of Post said the decision was taken in view of the ongoing inability of carriers to transport US-bound mail and in the absence of defined regulatory mechanisms. The Reserve Bank of India Governor Sanjay Malhotra has said that India will become the world's third largest economy soon, and credited the Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana for boosting the country's growth. His remark came at a time when India's GDP grew 7.8% in the April-June quarter of the current fiscal, the highest in five quarters. The India Meteorological Department has predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall in western Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, eastern Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. Meanwhile, the capital Delhi water level of Yamuna River crossed the danger mark this morning. The river is flowing above 205.33 meters and is rising due to continuous heavy rainfall. In Himachal Pradesh, three national highways and 819 link roads are currently closed due to intermittent monsoon rains at various places. Additionally, 1,236 transformers and 424 drinking water schemes are out of operation. India achieved a historic milestone at the 16th Asian Shooting Championship in Simkent, Kazakhstan, securing 50 gold medals to lead the medal tally for the first time in the championship's history. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.